I think, the developments in the Arab world, what is called the Arab revolt or the Arab uprising, were almost totally unexpected in the international field. And as far as the movement is concerned, that means that some of the traditionally most active and most influential member states of the NAM are now, for the time being at least, paralyzed because there is not yet a new leadership structure, and those countries are not able to take part in an active manner in a non-aligned movement. In the case of Libya, anyhow, the question is still totally open. What's the outcome of this change, revolutionary change in the country, will be? But also as far as other countries in the Arab and Muslim world is concerned, the political changes will certainly affect also the foreign policy of other member states, other Arab member states of the non-aligned movement.